On a couple of fronts, I suppose. Number one, it's difficult to win your away games. Waterford Wrexham in the second half against Tipperary. Big deficit at half time, and they brought it back to 3 points. And if the game had been another couple of minutes, they probably could have won it. They were really, really good. So we knew coming down to it was going to be difficult. Delighted to break the 20-point barrier or point total, say, with 3-18 brings us to 27. And I thought the backs all night were absolutely outstanding. And we had said, you know, like after the Tip game, let's start controlling things. So we had to win games to control things. We beat Limerick, we beat Waterford. I know we're controlling stuff. If we beat Clare the next day, the chances are we'll be in a Munster final. We're definitely controlling the group. So it's fabulous to be in that place now, like.
The start was excellent. Two very good goals. Michael Tighbras and two good passes, but great finish.
Yeah, unbelievable. And John has been emphasising that. Know your distance, lads. You know, if you're on the wing and you're too far out, try and play the man in the best position. He couldn't have emphasised it more. In fairness to the lads, they executed to unbelievable. Like, there was unbelievable stuff with crossfield balls and great finishes from the lads, from Adam and Jack Hagerty. And both those players, I thought Adam, he's got class. He's a fabulous player. And Jack Hagerty worked so hard, even in the 56th minute. We were looking at him. He was still running the hard yards. It's a fabulous bit of stuff. But to a man, they all did brilliant. The subs that came on did really, really well. But I thought, yeah, some of the goals was really well done, Finn, and as I said, John has been emphasising that, not necessarily scoring those types of goals, but always looking up and selfless play.
There was a small blip just before half time when Waterford, to be fair to them, kept plugging away. Their wides were poor, but they got four good points there. No real concern at the break?
A small bit. We just felt that their half forward line was coming out a good bit and they were creating that space inside for power, and Ree and I thought had a really good game in them. But it's very hard one on one when there's so much space between the half forward line and the full forward line. So we made one or two small changes at half time. And they worked really. They cut out the supply chain, and it was very, very hard. Power in the end had to come out centre forward or out in the half forward line. We got that right. But to a man, I thought all the backs were really, really good. It gave us a launching pad. And again, for another thing that John was emphasising was try and make our half back line good and steady. Try and cut out that ball coming in easily. Johnny Murphy, I thought, was outstanding. Good long range strikes. The same with Beach around the other wing. And Conor Noonan just does what Conor Noonan does. He's mopping up, he's reading the play. So it gave us a ferocious launching pad. I thought the half back line in particular were really, really good.
And once the third goal went in, it was an opportunity, and as they say, that well used phrase, empty the bench.
Yeah, Mark O'Brien, I thought, was a threat all night. Got a great goal. He'll always do that. Mark floats in and out of the game, but gets magical scores. And yeah, and I think that the lads that came on as well, some of the lads tired. Like, we've tried to emphasise that, and it sounds a bit cliche. You've 24, we actually have 36, 37 training, so there's another 12 or 13 at home that didn't travel tonight, and that's gut wrenching for them as well. And then the subs, a few of them that had started championship games, you know, didn't start tonight. I thought they showed a fabulous attitude, got stuck in, and, you know, created some scores, won a couple of frees, top of the barrel, won two great frees. They all did to a man really, really good, so we're delighted with the 20 that took to the field and the 24 that came down. The attitude in the dressing room, the warm up, everything was top class.
It all means no, Sean. Clare and Tui signed below on Super Value Park at Kiev, control their own destiny. At least, as you said, there's an opportunity of possibly getting to a Munster final, which would be huge considering, as you said yourself there before we started this, the start we got above in Thurles.
Absolutely, Finn. We got a poor start and it looked disappointing after 10 or 15 minutes. You're saying all the work we've been for the last, not just this year, but the last couple of years. But to a man, they knuckled down. And I had said to you, I think, that night as well, and after the Limerick game, that there's actually a maturity in the ranks, in the team, that for their age, it's a bit surprising. You know, they don't panic. Like, even in training, when we came back after the Tip game, I was surprised. I thought things might be down. There was a good mood. The Limerick win was massive, Finn, because then the mood went right through the roof. There was fierce confidence in our play. And talking to some of the parents even that have seen us training, because they come down to see the training, they could even see a spring in the lad's step. They've trained exceptionally well in the last couple of weeks. We have our 2 week gap now as well to the Clare game, so we can recuperate, get going again for the Clare game, and as you said, control the controllables. It's in our own destiny now. We have the opportunity to get to a Munster final, which will be massive for Cork hurling.